With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Northwood School Districts face challenges ranging from declining enrollment to fewer state dollars. Despite this, districts are finding ways to ensure students are educated and have a path after high school. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Local school districts work to set students up for success after high school, no matter if those students choose a four-year or two-year program or go directly into the workforce. Each district has been trying different approaches. Rhinelander, for example, is focusing on career fields that students have shown the most interest in, like education, business and finance, health sciences, and trades. The districts set them up on a four-stage path that ranges from classes and clubs to job shadows and apprenticeships. The Rhinelander School District has found that to be successful, they need to have a full-time person dedicated to it. Both Rhinelander and Northland Pines, which has a similar program, has found connections with local businesses to be key.
Ones that I've worked with are more than happy to do that because they remember when they were students as well, and they need employees.
Three Lakes has a graduation requirement of 40 community service hours that helps students develop skills while giving back. It's helped create stronger connections with local nonprofits.
They love it, but they're also seeing that it's building within them that intrinsic giving of service. And that, I think, has really defined us as a small district, and I think it's something that we're proud of and the kids are proud of, too.
Administrators and staff from five local school districts, Nicolet College, and others that support K-12 education in the region gathered in Rhinelander to share where and how they found success or ran into problems in hopes of learning from one another and possibly sharing resources in the future. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
The Minocqua Police Department is looking for anyone who has done business recently with Relentless Precision and believes they may be missing property. In a press release, Police Chief Glenn Janzer says officers executed a search warrant at the Minocqua business on Highway 70 early Thursday morning. Relentless Precision is a gunsmith business. Police say there's no danger to the community. It's investigating possible property crimes. Minocqua Police Department says they're aware of 12 victims related to this case. Anyone who thinks they may also be a victim is asked to call the Minocqua Police Department. Stevens Point is among communities struggling to deal with high water. City officials say they're closely watching several trouble spots, including roads and dams. Safety remains their top priority, especially when it comes to flooded streets and sidewalks. Justin Mallon is the Stevens Point Deputy Fire Marshal and Emergency Management Coordinator.
Turn around, don't drown type thing is kind of a good saying there. So if you encounter some floodwaters, don't drive through them. If you do enter, you know, floodwaters, you know, if you're walking, anything like that, there could be a lot of debris that you can't see.
Even once the waters retreat, Stevens Point Mayor Mike Wiesa says the cleanup will take some time.
The cleanup in our parks and on city property, that could take another couple of weeks. Plus, we have a monstrous pile of brush from the damage. It's going to take a while to wood chip that.
With more storms in the forecast, emergency workers around the state are monitoring conditions. Governor Tony Evers has declared a state of emergency in Wisconsin. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Those in areas hit by heavy rain need to make sure private water wells did not get impacted. The DNR says heavy rains can impact drinking water quality. Floodwaters and runoff contain bacteria and other contaminants that can affect private water supplies. Wells located in pits, basements, and low-lying areas are especially susceptible to contamination. If you experience flooding or notice a change in your water quality, you should assume the well is contaminated. The DNR recommends finding an alternate drinking water source and getting the well disinfected if there is any question about its safety. In neighboring Minnesota, those unhappy with a final congressional vote on mining near the boundary waters insist their fight is not over. That's after the Senate overturned protections for areas along the most visited public wilderness in the United States. Mike Moen reports.
Thursday's narrow vote sent the resolution to President Donald Trump, who supports it. The Boundary Waters Canoe Area is considered a national treasure for its pristine landscape, but the region has attracted renewed industrial interest for mineral extraction. Minnesota Democrat Tina Smith led opposition in the Senate and suggests environmental groups have strong standing to challenge the outcome by filing a lawsuit.
The Senate and the House should follow the laws that they wrote about how public land orders are treated in this country, and I do not believe that that happened here.
Environmental voices in Minnesota also stressed that state regulators will have a say on a proposed copper nickel mine connected to the federal ban, which was enacted in 2023. Republicans supportive of that project say it would provide jobs while helping America gain access to critical minerals for products like medical devices. I'm Mike Moen.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.